Wells Sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, July, 1871. Dear Sister Wells, I improve the first opportunity since our return home to pen a few lines to you. After we left you, I felt rather weak, but endured the journey well. At McGregor, Iowa, we passed on the boat and took the cars again for Medford, Minnesota. We had good sleeping cars and slept considerable. Next morning at 5 o'clock, we stepped off the cars at Medford Station. We there partook of our liberal breakfast so kindly provided by you. We then were taken to the campground. A few tents only had been pitched. Our tent was soon up, and I had a comfortable bed provided upon the straw. Our meeting was good from the commencement to the close. I was strengthened to speak to the people 3 times, besides attending the conference meetings and taking a part. I had a testimony for the people, and believed that it was my duty to accompany my husband to that meeting. The meetings closed Tuesday morning. We did not leave immediately for Washington, Iowa. We tarried on the ground for the purpose of preparing copy for the Reformer. Wednesday, about 11 o'clock, we were at the depot, the cars in sight, and to make our way to Washington, when the telegraph operator informed us that a dispatch was just coming upon the wires for Elder James White in regard to his father. The telegram was placed in our hands, and we there read that Father White was failing very fast. We had but 2 minutes. We changed our course for Battle Creek. We came direct as we could. Rode the balance of the day and all night, which brought us Thursday morning at Milwaukee. We soon stepped on board the cars for Chicago. We could not connect and were obliged to remain 5 hours in Chicago. We arrived at Battle Creek at midnight. We found friends awaiting us with our team to take us to our home, 1 mile. We were informed that Father was not living. He died Tuesday night without a struggle. We were sorry we were not present at his deathbed, but we were glad his sufferings and trials were over. No more would weariness and pain rack his mortal frame. We were glad that he was at rest. John White, the Methodist preacher, and his son John, also a preacher and professor of languages, came to Battle Creek to attend the funeral of our father. We buried him upon the Sabbath. All this sad work has occupied our thoughts and feelings and given us no time for rest or writing. We see the providence of God in my accompanying my husband to Minnesota. It would have delayed us much if he had been obliged to hunt me up before he could have answered the telegram by returning to Battle Creek. Had we left the campground for Washington at an earlier date, we should not have received the dispatch till a later date. The angel of God must have been about us, guiding our judgment. Had the telegram been a few minutes later, we should have missed it. Our meeting in Minnesota was indeed satisfactory, more so than any meeting we have held this season. The brethren and sisters were greatly comforted and encouraged, established, strengthened, and settled. My health is improving. I feel very grateful to God for His merciful care and loving kindness to us, His servants. We bear in happy remembrance your kind care of and attention of us when we needed rest so much. We thank you and your husband for your tokens of love, and we hope sometime you will visit us in our own home, and we may have the privilege of waiting on you and entertaining you as our special friends. We hope that you are well, and that the blessing of our kind Heavenly Father may rest upon you both. We want to give to God our best and holiest affections, and love Him with purity, simplicity, and fervency, because He first loved you, and has given you such unmistakable evidences of His matchless love. It amounts to no good for us to live for this world and be conformed to its practices and customs. To live for heaven will pay. To live for God will bring a sure reward in the end and present happiness and peace. How encouraging to know that Jesus understands our infirmities, our weakness. He is our large-hearted, sympathizing friend, a present help in every time of trouble. The consolation coming from God is valuable, and with it we have an assurance of love that is exercised toward us that is inexpressible. I will write no more at present. Will you please write to me? Be assured, we hold your husband and yourself in grateful remembrance, and it would be a real pleasure to learn that the blessing of God was comforting and gladdening your hearts. My husband is writing for the Reformer. The printers are driving him. In much love, your sister in Christ. We return the poetry. Thank you. The printers have set it up for Reformer.